The overdose reversal drug naloxone is in high demand across Indiana, but the state is now seeing more mixes of opioids causing those overdoses. As WBAA's Charlotte Tuggle reports, that's leading first responders to go through their supplies more quickly.
Overdoses caused by multiple types of opioids require larger or repeated doses of naloxone. Justin Phillips founded the group Overdose Lifeline and says first responders may have to administer as many as a dozen doses of naloxone to combat one overdose caused by a mix of drugs. But she says that's better than not using the antidote at all.
If we did not have naloxone, the bodies would be piled up the way we saw in history with plagues.
Tom Duddy is a spokesman for Adapt Pharma, the maker of Narcan, a naloxone nasal spray. He says the efficacy of the treatment is not compromised by a mix of opioids.
Naloxone and Narcan are opioid antagonists, so they do work on synthetic opioids as well as organic opioids.
Duddy says stronger synthetic opioid-triggered cases may require more doses of Narcan or an IV drip of naloxone once a person has reached the hospital. Phillips says in Indianapolis alone, naloxone stops an otherwise fatal overdose for 1,500 people in the span of an average month. For WBAA News, I'm Charlotte Tuggle.